Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, February 25th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from San Francisco, California. Let's get started with a quick follow-up on Apple's SSL problem. Apple announced that a patch for OS X should come shortly, so I hope we may see something within a week or so. I mentioned yesterday that there are a couple of test sites, but so far we haven't seen any actual fake sites that are using the exploit to trick users, and very likely any such impersonation would be part of a more targeted attack and not something that you likely see very widely deployed. And then on the other side of the mobile security universe, we have Android and the German computer magazine CT investigated a number of Android antivirus solutions. The goal was not so much to figure out how effective they are in detecting malicious software. Instead, the investigation focused on the privacy impact of these tools. The era of anti-malware tools that just rely on periodic downloads of signature files has long gone, and most modern anti-malware tools for desktops or mobile devices really heavily rely on cloud-based components. So what's happening is that the hash of a binary you're running or a URL that you're visiting is going to be sent to the malware vendor and then compared to a database to check whether or not it is malicious. What a CT found is that in particular two AV tools for Android, and that's Avast and AVG, they both send complete URLs including parameters to the vendor. Now, CT considers that too much and violating some of the privacy of the user. Of course, one could also argue that it's just the parameters that sometimes tell you whether or not a URL is malicious. And on the other hand, of course, well, a website shouldn't really transport any personal or confidential data on the URL, but realistically we all know it happens, and as such it's a little bit questionable to just blindly transmit the full URL with parameters. But what I think is even worse is that the communication to these cloud providers isn't always SSL protected. And that's, I think, the real problem here. So now if a website is coded badly and has parameters that are confidential on its URL, those parameters are now being submitted to the antivirus engine in the clear. And that sounds like a big problem. Also, then it would be possible to impersonate the antivirus engine. Not necessarily sure if they do have some kind of protocol where the payload itself is encrypted or authenticated that would prevent these attacks that usually are mitigated via SSL. I haven't looked at any of these tools recently myself, but I remember looking at some that, for example, used DNS as a lookup mechanism. For DNS, of course, SSL isn't really a solution, but then you can encrypt the payload itself, or at least only transmit hashes off the payload, not the data itself. And talking about SSL, there is an interesting IETF draft that caused a big stir the last couple days, and that addresses HTTP 2.0 and the fact that HTTP 2.0 is supposed to be SSL only. The problem with SSL only is that it breaks a lot of the intermediate boxes that are commonly part of an HTTP infrastructure, like, for example, web application firewalls or on-the-client policy filters. A lot of that is implemented usually as a proxy, and of course, that would terminate the SSL connection. That's, of course, even a problem with HTTPS and HTTP 1.1. Currently, that's often solved by essentially just installing a root certificate on clients and then allowing a particular box to play man in the middle. Not ideal and somewhat controversial in itself, and as a result, this particular draft caused quite a bit of controversy. Essentially, what the draft is trying to do is trying to make it a little bit more obvious, more transparent to the user that a proxy is in play here, and to give the user the option to actually opt out of the proxy. Now, while this really sounds like a pretty good idea and better than what's currently done with HTTP 1.1 on these proxies that play man in the middle, the problem, of course, is that all the headers, for example, are being proposed here to allow users to opt in or opt out of the proxy inspecting traffic can easily be ignored. So in that sense, it doesn't really provide any additional security to the user, other than a warning banner or something like this they may see when they log in to the proxy to gain internet access. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. And don't forget, I'll be speaking at RSA today on Tuesday in the afternoon. So hope to see you at the panel. If you can't make it, we will have a second session, same content, on Wednesday morning.